Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen.
And I am Alyssa.
And we're here today with Liz Helton, who happens to be a birth and postpartum client of ours. And she has an amazing product to talk about. So tell us about your swaddles and where you came up with the idea and more about how we can put it into action.
Okay, well, first, thank you so much for having me on your talk. My product is Swaddleini. It's inspired by my firstborn son, Thomas, who was a little Houdini, veritable little Houdini, got out of all his swaddles and would constantly wake up from the Moro reflex. And I'm really excited about this, my next baby that I'm going to be having in a couple weeks here, because now I'm equipped with a swaddle that is easy to use and protects against the Moro reflex and is completely kick-proof and escape-proof. So,
and you'll have your own baby model.
I know, I'll have my own little baby model. Yeah, my Instagram Swaddleini is going to blow up with pictures of my baby. Yeah. But yeah, what's different about it is that typically swaddles involve a lot of wrapping or cumbersome closure systems like zippers, Velcro, or God forbid, snaps. So mine just goes on and off like a sock. And I've incorporated some light compression therapy into the chest area to give the sensation of a hug all night long. So I've actually trademarked that as hug technology. And and the individual tubes help keep the arms down from the Moro reflex. It encourages that safe sleep position of on the back and arms at the sides. And then when you need to change the diaper, there's an easy access diaper flap so you can change the diaper without having to take the swaddle on and off.
That's such a pain to remove the swaddle and wake a baby, and that's...
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's also adaptable. So with any baby product, you want it to adapt because all babies are different. Every baby is different. Every mom is different. So some babies like their arms out. Now, part of the thinking behind that is so they can self-soothe when they do wake up from the Moro reflex. The idea with the Swaddleini is that that won't happen as often because their arms are encouraged to be down. But if your baby insists on having their arms out, you can just leave the arms out. You're still going to get that hug technology benefit. And the probably my favorite thing is that this swaddle is easy to put on, but also doesn't restrict motion. And that's one thing that doctors have been telling moms is, you know, don't swaddle your baby. It'll cause hip dysplasia. And that's just because some swaddles, like there's no stopping point when you're wrapping them or pulling the Velcro. Like, it's very easy to do it too tight.
Right.
Whereas with this, it's a four-way stretch knit. It's soft, it's stretchy, and there's no risk in that. And even though the baby feels hugged all over, they have freedom of movement. Mm-hmm. So if, for example, if you're breastfeeding, the baby can, if wearing the swaddle, can knead your breast but can't scratch. Mm-hmm. And the same when they're sleeping with their face. They can touch their face but not scratch it. So that's another benefit.
And you have different sizes. So as they grow bigger, there are swaddle sizes based on how many pounds the baby is?
I've done it that way. I've said the small is good 6 to 12 and the large 12 to 18. The reason I did the larger one is just because there's that transition where your baby is kind of rolling over to their side and you're like, oh my God, is it going to happen? Are they going to roll over? Am I going to wake up and my baby's on their front? You know, and you have all these fears. So with the, what I say is with the larger one or even with the smaller one, if your baby's toying with rolling over sooner before they're out of the smaller size, just take one arm and leave it out.
Okay.
You know, and then once they're rolling over a lot during the day, then you can take both arms out. If your baby likes to sleep with their feet out, leave the feet out. My niece slept in her large swaddle between like month 8 and 11 until she was ready to get out.
Okay.
So, I mean, she was smaller, though. She was a smaller baby, so that's why she went so long. But she just didn't want to to leave it, but it was a nice transition. And yeah.
And you have a couple different, they're made out of different things. So tell us, and I'm very curious about the process and how you make them too. We talked a little bit about it on the phone, but I thought it was very cool how you make these.
Yeah, I have two very distinct designs. So the first one I did, I made out of just a bunch of synthetic fibers that I've used for compression garments that I've made for kids with like CP or lymphedema. And so that helps with the light compression at the chest. So that part is the same. But for the rest of it, it's a moisture wicking nylon polyester blend. So it's it feels very lightweight, but it's actually very cozy. And it's very soft, so you can feel that. So
soft.
Yes, yeah. But at the end of the day, it is a synthetic fiber, right? So I learned very quickly that some moms like natural fibers.
Yes.
So after, much research, I found a supplier of bamboo. And they make this bamboo in a mechanical process versus chemical. So you've seen a lot of, maybe bamboo rayon products. So this is not that. This is just a natural bamboo made in a non-chemical process. And I pair it with a really exciting new fiber. I'm actually the first in the industry to license this. Mm. It's called 37.5. And because what it does is it regulates your body temperature to keep it at a perfect 37.5 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is why the bamboo swaddles are a little cooler to the touch.
So adult swaddles will be next.
Yeah, actually, if you go on my website to the About section and watch my videos, I have my husband in adult swaddle. Yeah, I just made one for a marketing thing, and then I told my husband, I'm like, hey, do you want to get, will you get in this so I can do a video on YouTube? And he's like, you're going to put it on YouTube? No, I'm not doing this. And I'm like, I had your baby.
I'm asking you one thing.
Yeah, so there's now a video of an adult swaddle.
So I love that it's easy. I think so while we're recording the podcast, I will record you putting it on so that maybe we can also show this. So maybe you can kind of explain what you're doing. Do you think it'll work right now?
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you basically just scrunch it up like a sock, and then you go in feet first. And you get that little, the hug technology over the butt area, and then you have it over the chest. And then you go through the easy access diaper flap. So stick your arm through that opening at the bottom, and then go through the one of the arm tubes, and then grab the hand, put that hand in yours, and just slide it down so that the arm is in the tube. And so now their arm can move around. Okay, but it just encourages the arm to stay down at the side. And then you just do that on the other side. So these arm tubes are very, very stretchy, and their hands are absolutely free to move around. And then the top naturally curls the opposite direction from their face. But I also have had this product tested at world-class third-party laboratories where they do a suffocation hazard test. They literally roll my product up in a ball, put it over a fake infant face, and they measure the CO2, and mine's passed every time.
So that was my question. Yeah. You know, you walk in and it's like,
is absolutely fine. And if you wanted to do a suffocation hazard test, you don't need to go to on any product that you buy. What you do is you roll it up, put it against your face, and then
breathe.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
But in the design, it does naturally like curl
away.
Yes. So when you put your baby to sleep like this, they wake up like this. Yeah.
And so then demonstrate, okay, poopy diaper time.
Yes.
I don't want to wake.
Yes. So we've got this flap here. And then it, again, it's very, very stretchy.
As a doula, I love that. So easy.
And do you recommend just like this doll head, like a onesie underneath this is all you
need?
Oh,
yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Right temperature.
Even just a diaper and socks is fine. I get that question a lot. It's really like what you're comfortable with, what your baby's comfortable with. If they're really tiny, and they're get maybe they're sliding. If their arms are so small, they're sliding out. You can put a onesie, like with sleeves on it. Then that friction between the fabric will keep it on. But typically, yeah, just the setup is fine. So then, yeah, you get access to the diaper. You do the diaper, and then you can put it right back on, and you don't have to take it off. And then taking it off also is very easy because you just pull it down. It's actually easier with a real baby. You can do it all in one motion.
Yeah, her arms are very sticky.
Yeah. I know, I've gotten that a lot where that moms are like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be this easy.
Right.
So that's always good.
Fantastic. Cool. So, and obviously you have different designs. You brought some samples with you. There's a fun, funky orange and pink.
Well,
and
it's interesting you say that because the design is pretty much the same. The only difference I have are the colors. And then the fiber. So the blue, pink, orange, and gray here are all in the moisture wicking synthetic fiber.
Yes.
And then these more neutral colors, this neutral like white pearl and this cloud gray, those are the bamboo. And the best selling ones are like the grays, the gray in both the synthetic and bamboo and the orange because everyone loves neutral. Neutrals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
The way this is made is in a really interesting process. So one of the benefits of the Swaddlini is that it's seamless. And it's seamless because it's actually manufactured in one piece, in one process, using flatbed weft knit technology, commonly referred to as 3D knitting, kind of like the Nike Flyknit shoes. So it's the same technology, and I actually have a machine that knits all of these in my garage, so I make them all myself. I don't have some manufacturer in China that I outsource this to. So it's very, very, very local. it's actually my life's work. I've been a 3D knit programmer for over 10 years now, and working primarily in technical knitting solutions for actually office furniture and automotive and aerospace and stuff like that. But when I had my first baby 2.5 years ago, I had an idea to use that same process to solve my swaddling problem, and so that's what became Swaddlini.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then you had said, like, there's, like, a couple tiny stitches you have to do yourself.
At the very top, because it's all made with this one end of yarn, at the very top
you
have to, like, pull it through a loop, and then, that's the final thing that I do.
Yeah.
And I sew on these cute little tags with washing information and stuff
like that. Yeah, what is the washing
information? So for the synthetic fiber, it is, very much recommend cold.
Okay.
It will shrink up a bit, but honestly, if that happens to you, let me know. I can work something out with you because I don't want someone to like get it and have it shrink. So it's I recommend that, and then air drying it is fine. But for the bamboo ones, I actually pre-wash them in a natural unscented detergent, so they're already pre-shrunk. They won't shrink anymore. You can wash and dry them in heat. I still recommend cold just because, it just for longevity,
Things look better. I wash all my stuff in cold. Last so much longer.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Liz.
Excellent.
Appreciate you coming in. And how do they order or find you? Where?
Well, if you're a client, you can get a discount.
We have a code.
For any of our clients that we can give them. How does everyone else, what's the best way to order these?
On my website at www.swaddlini.com. So Swaddlini is Swaddlini. But if you want to learn more about my product before you buy it, I highly recommend going on my Instagram at Swaddlini because there I have a lot of moms on there and that have shared their videos of how they use it because every mom might use my product differently.
Mm-hmm. It's great for the visual learners.
I'm going to add this to my newborn class repertoire because I think some people get overwhelmed with the old-fashioned swaddle. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you have a really strong baby to popping out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great option.
Oh, yes.
And they're super cute.
Thank you.
They are. I especially love the bamboo. So we've
we'll definitely check in with you after.
Yeah, I know.
One of ours. And we can see, you know, how it's working with your own baby after development and hear your birth story if you're willing to share.
Oh, totally. Totally.
We love having personal stories.
I know. Well, I'm really excited to have doula support this time because I didn't last time and I definitely regretted it.
Yeah, we can have you back in to maybe talk about what was pregnancy and delivery like with
that would be awesome. Yeah.
For sure. Well, thanks for taking the time to stop in.
You can find our podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud and also on our website at goldcoastdoulas.com. These moments are golden.